The art of saying no. Well, why would you say no? Look at the world around you. See all the struggle. Wars are going on. Pollution. There's very much wrong in this world. The energies of the world around you are based on fear. You are living in a world filled with fear. Now, when you say yes to the people, to the world around you, you open yourself up for those energies. You become a part of this world. You become a part of a fear-based system. And this is not you. You are different. In short, you are light. You are beauty. You are a love-based creature, an angel. Yes, you are different than the world around you. And that is why you sometimes, in fact often, have to say no. This is not an act of violence. It is simply a recognition of who you are. Yes, I am different. And this begins with a yes, saying to yourself, yes, I am different. Yes, I feel in my heart a beautiful light. I feel in my heart that I am a creature based on love. I am an angel, and I want to bring this energy of love into this world. So, saying no to the world around you is basically saying yes to yourself. And the art of saying no is turning it around. It's not about saying no. It's not about creating borders. It's about saying yes to yourself. And by saying yes to yourself, you allow your light to flow into this world. You allow your light to shine. You allow yourself to bring change into this world. When we think of the word no, saying no, we often think of a very masculine energy of creating a border, a boundary. No, I do not want this. But it's not that kind of border. It's not a wall. When you think of the art of saying no, it's basically saying yes to yourself. You start to radiate. You ignite a light inside yourself. And this is the kind of border created by a fire. It's a different kind of border. Nobody puts their hand in the fire. And when you say yes to yourself, when you really do this, you will notice that you don't have to say no that much. For it's very clear who you are and what you are. You radiate a natural light, a natural authority. You radiate that people cannot mess with you because you are who you are. And so the key question is, when you talk about the art of saying no, how do I say yes to myself? What is this, saying yes to myself? Well, there is a deeper issue. Who are you? And in order to say yes to yourself, you have to say no to all the ideas that other people have of you, especially your parents. Your parents did give you a name. They told you you are a boy or a girl, and with that name, all kinds of ideas about who you are came inside you. And in order to say yes to yourself, you have to say no to those ideas. No, I was there before my parents gave me a name. I was there before I started this life on earth. So the real me, the real self, cannot be defined by other people. Nobody can see through my eyes. Only I can do this. Only I know who I am. Only I can discover the real me. And this is the first step in saying yes to yourself. Understand that other people cannot see through your eyes. Other people cannot really know who you are. So, reject all those ideas that other people have about you. Say no to them. Even to your parents. They don't really know you. Only you do. Only you can discover yourself. And of course, it's not only your parents. In every society, there are all kinds of ideas about what a human being is. Reject those ideas. Go inside. Don't make yourself small. And then say yes to yourself. Say yes to the eternal light that you are. Say yes to the infinite universe that you are. Say yes to the mystery that you are. the warmth, the depth, the truth, and the light. And then, when you have said this, yes, and your light flows into the world, you really don't have to say no anymore. The art of saying no is saying yes to yourself in such a deep and profound way that saying no to the energies of this world is no longer necessary. You don't have to build walls. You just have to shine your light by saying yes to yourself. And now I'm going to offer a meditation to help you with this.